Speaking with Jerry Bartel, who is the chairman of the Hancock County Economic Development Committee, and you're also a member of the county board. First of all, kind of an exciting development, I would think, coming up here. You have the county is holding a county-wide economic development summit. First of all, when is that going to take place?
We tend to have a date right now of March 29th, and we feel that's a fairly fixed date right now. It's going to be in the evening, and we haven't picked an exact location as of this time. But we will be sending out invitations to stakeholders in the county, and they should receive those before the end of January. We will probably follow that up with a phone call in February and follow up with another reminder just before the meeting.
How are you targeting this? Are you promoting political leaders primarily, business people, or who would you like to see attend?
We're promoting anybody that has a sizable stake in the county, whether it's business people, large employers, schools, political leaders, county board, economic development committee, mayors, anybody that we feel would have a significant interest in and would be able to contribute to an effort to see what we can do to stop the negative trends that are taking place for our county.
You know, you gave some figures at a recent county board meeting at which you addressed the county board. And they were – obviously, you need jobs. You'd like to have business activity. But I think the reduction in population over even the last 10 to 20 years in the county, those figures were quite surprising to me.
Yes. You know, when you look at Hancock County, and we've looked at it, the population numbers – since the late 1800s, and it was around 1900 that we had 30,000 people in our county, and now we're down to just a tad over 19,000 people. So if you look at it on an average, we've been losing 1,000 people every decade, and that's quite alarming. Plus, we lost about 9% of our households since 1990 and 5% of those since 2000. Of course, you know, we can look back and say, well, the downsizing of method you know, might have created some of that, and also the loss of the cheese factory in Nauvoo and various other things. But another alarming figure that I feel is that really got my attention was the fact that we lost 20% of our sales tax-paying businesses since 2000. So just in 10 years, we lost one in five of the businesses, retail businesses in our county that charge a sales tax and, of course, in turn pay it to the state. So that's a sizable and significant reduction as well.
Obviously, you're not looking for any miracles, but what do you want to accomplish, first of all, with the summit coming up in March?
Well, first of all, it's an awareness. We want to make people aware of what is taking place. I think people, you know, can feel it. They notice that things are not as good as they have been, that we have lost some businesses, and we want to make them aware of and put a value on that, a number value to that, so they can realize the significance of those reductions, and to also realize what can happen as we go forward if this trend continues, because, you know, we can see higher taxes for people if we're going to try to maintain our infrastructure and deteriorating schools and other things. And I think that the stakeholders in the county, the people that have a vital interest in what happens here, whether it's businessmen, political leaders, schools, churches, what have you, that's going to impact them dramatically. And we all need to put our heads together and try to come up with some ideas of how we move forward and how do we slow that trend, how do we stop it, and hopefully how do we reverse it.
Do you think it's the county? I mean, first of all, As the statistics indicate, Hancock County has some problems. No one's denying that. But do you think you've got a good, solid base? I mean, do you think it's worth, first of all, trying to take care of the businesses that you already have and see maybe there are things they'd like to do that might create more jobs, but for whatever reason they just haven't been able to?
Oh, absolutely. We have actually been making some calls on various employers right now, and we'll continue to do that. And, of course, the business climate in Illinois is one of the first things that comes out of their mouths when we talk to them is, you know, the tax situation, the recent increase in corporate taxes and taxes in general, unfriendly climate to business in Illinois is really keeping that from happening. One business we talked to said that, and this business has locations in other states, and they said, you know, we won't expand in Illinois under this current business climate, but we are looking at expanding in another state. And so those are the types of things that that you come up against. And we really, a lot of things need to be done at the state level, but at the same time, we feel that there are some things that we can prepare ourselves so that if we have a business that comes to town, that we can help them. And if there's anything that we can put in place to help our current businesses to expand and assist them in writing business plans or you know, helping them with a loan application, what have you, those are the types of things that that we hope to accomplish as of this time. Of course, we really have no monies. A tax referendum was voted down last year, and so that makes our job much more difficult. But we feel that you know, it's our responsibility as a county board and as a county economic development committee to at least make an attempt to see what we can do. And when we put the heads, all the heads together, the stakeholders in the county, we're hopeful that you know, some positive things can come out of that.
And obviously, you're not going to try to sell just Carthage or just Nauvoo or perhaps Warsaw. You are taking a much broader viewpoint. So, how are some ways, though? I mean, are you hoping that by having the summit, you'll get people to maybe take that viewpoint that, no, it's not just my town, but it's maybe the town across
well,
the county?
Well, yes, absolutely. We have to realize that we waste our time if we're going to compete with each other as communities. And so, you know, economic development, we have to look at it as on a regional basis. If we take Methode and their downsizing, where did those jobs go? You know, they didn't go to Iowa, Missouri, other parts of Illinois. They went to Mexico and China. And so it's a global economy, and we need to think as a region. We look at the west side of our county. We have the Mississippi River running by, right by it, a great natural resource. We have the Avenue of the Saints in Missouri. We have the Chicago-Kansas City Expressway on our east side of our county. We have trains that run through from coast to coast through Fort Madison. We have tourism in Nauvoo and Hannibal. So regionally, we have a lot to offer, and we have some assets that we really need to try to capitalize on as a region. And so we as a county have never really participated much in regional things, and we need to do that. For example, we've talked with Kim Pierce from Matco in McDonough County. We've talked with Jim Montesti from Gretiff in Adams County. We hope to meet in the near future with the folks across the river to let them know that, hey, you know, we haven't been on track for a while, but now we're here, we're ready, we want to participate, and we want to work with you in any way that we can to bring industry, because we know that, you know, when Methode was downsizing, it was a gradual downsize, which we were very fortunate for, because what happened is we've had the Pella come in, we had the Siemens come in across the river, and other businesses expanded, and many of those employees were absorbed, and of course many of them went back to school as well. But it could have been much more disastrous, you might say, for our county if that downsizing would have taken place overnight. Then we might have seen a larger loss of the population.
Do you think agriculture will be the focus? I mean, it would seem to me, from what I know of Hancock County, you have a very strong presence of various types of agricultural business operations. Is that really maybe the strongest selling point in a way?
Oh, I believe so. Yeah, ag is extremely strong, and that's the largest industry we have. We now have a representative on our committee from the Hancock County Farm Bureau, which I think is very important. And, you know, if the farmers and other people in the county want to have the amenities that we have now or more amenities closer at hand, we all need to be involved in the economic development effort. And so we're looking forward to working with them, and I think they all realize the importance of economic development as well.
And then, of course, going forward from the conference, the committee's work will not be done. So this is a long-term proposition you're involved with.
Economic development, it's something that we should have started 20 years ago. But it's a process. It's not a one-time shot or just a one project. It's a process that will go on, should go on forever if you want to do it right. And so people need to know that we have to be in it long for the long term. It's not a 5 or 10 year project. It's a 30 or 50 year project, and it's just going to take a lot of time and effort to do that. We have volunteers that are willing to work on it right now, but you know, as I said at one of the meetings, myself and a few of us that are working on this right now are getting up in age, and we need some young people to step forward that have the passion and the fire in their belly to really take this and run with it, because they're the ones that are going to benefit from the improvements and the turnarounds that the county makes in the future.
Jerry Bartell is the chairman of the Hancock County Economic Development Committee.